Hi there. This two-minute message is on the topic of growing your skills as a yoga teacher in the areas specifically of anatomy and physiology. So if these are already areas of strength for you, say you are a physical therapist as well, then this message is not so much for you, but it is for you if you don't consider anatomy to be one of your big strengths as a teacher. So I know that for me, when I was first learning yoga teaching, the topics of yoga philosophy and pranayama and breath and adapting asana were of great interest to me, and anatomy was not. In part, that was because I had learned in ways that were, frankly, boring, and they were not all that applicable as a yoga teacher. But of course, today things have changed so much, and the ways that this knowledge can be passed on are so varied and so interesting that you can find ways to learn these topics in formats that really resonate for you. And you can learn in bite-sized chunks based on your current knowledge base. So if you know very little, or you know a lot, or you know something about core strength but very little about the shoulder joint, or what have you, you can keep growing. And this message is to remind you that it's worth the effort, that you can make significant gains in your effectiveness as a teacher, and your students can gain so much in their ability to have a, whether it's a home practice or just their movement throughout the day, and of course, just safe and effective movement in class. So if you have any form of movement, any form of asana, whether it's chair yoga or power yoga, then your growth in the area of anatomy and physiology can make a big difference. So this message is a reminder that you can start with areas that you find super fascinating, that you're really curious about, or areas that have been nagging at you that you really want to know more. And you can learn in bite-sized chunks. Certainly you can undertake a big training if that's what you're ready for. Or if you don't have a ton of time, you can grow in little bits too. And it is worth it. So here's to learning more about anatomy.